This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Good to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If we get any updates on the how Prime Minister Johnson is doing out of the UK, we will let you know. You know, we can only wish him best. We're praying for his quick recovery. And I think it would be a good thing if he recovers, it would be a great thing. You know, he'll have been through it. He'll have, as we used to say, skin in the game, and that'll help. Anyway. So, I got so much I need to get to this hour. It is our millennial / Gen Z hour. Stories that only really they can understand, because I don't get any of them, usually. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, you know, just texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation, right? So, to show you how far we've come from reality, and I'm so glad, I got to tell you something. From my point of view, I am extremely excited the colleges are closed down. Some of you are going, huh? Yeah, I mean, they teach so much garbage that if they would just stick to the truth, stick to the facts, it wouldn't be a problem. So, a student newspaper, they're characterizing, if you make negative comments about the Chinese Communist Party, it's racist and xenophobic. So that shows you that they really don't understand how dangerous they are. They really don't understand how dangerous the communists are. Or they don't care. I don't know which. You have to tell me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. According to the University of California, UC Davis, as it's referred to, criticism of the Chinese Communist Party is racist and propaganda. On March 18th, the California Aggie, the student newspaper at UC Davis, it reported on campus incident in which a shipping container was spray-painted with the words, the Chinese Communist Party, a danger to society. That's true. The paper, apparently they're very afraid of truth. The paper asserted in the breaking news article that graffiti characterizing the Chinese Communist Party as dangerous. I mean, are these people for real? Was part of a rise in racist, xenophobic propaganda all over the world, taking place in the wake of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, right? The paper writes, thought to have originated in Wuhan. No, it's been proven that it originated in Wuhan. See, the problem is you kids aren't being kids. You notice I call you kids? Because you can't do your own work. You kids have not been taught the truth. You've not been taught to look things up for yourself. You've not been taught to go actually do your homework and find out what the Chinese Communist Party stands for, what it's done in the past, what it's done to its people. We should be playing the clip of Tiananmen Square over and over and over again. But if you try to run it on YouTube or Facebook, they'll pull it down. Yeah, because you play a clip. An actual fact-based video clip of what took place in history, and it'll get pulled down. Isn't that interesting? The article also pointed to a statement issued by the UC Davis Aggie Student Union, asking students to uphold the principles of community at this time, especially in regard to the xenophobia and discrimination that's attached to the virus. With the rise of xenophobia, racism attacks, and Asians across the globe. I mean, seriously. This has always gone on when something has happened in this country. Whether it's Italians, Greeks, Asians, Germans, whatever. It will die down. No, you don't let them get away with it. You should. There's no reason you should take it out on a Chinese person because of what's going on, what come down with the virus. I mean, that's as stupid as what I always say when, you know, you want to tag every white person with approval of slavery. You can't do it. It makes no sense. But calling the Chinese Communist Party, remember, we're not talking about a people. Racist and xenophobic, calling them out for what they are, a danger to society, is 100% right on. And calling people who believe that racist is 100% off. And that's because those people really don't know what it's done. They don't know what communism is. Well, they don't care to know. I'll put it that way. That's really the truth. It's just amazing. So you simply say where it came from, and you're racist for calling that out. I'm telling you, it'll only be a period of time. If a Democrat takes over the White House again, it'll only be a period of time before you can't say the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. You're going to have to say there were some people that were mad, and they dropped some bombs on Pearl Harbor. That'll be the extent of it. And we all know that's wrong. That's not the way to tell the story. Tell the truth. Lay it out there. I've talked to a couple, funny, the black community split when I talk about, Huckleberry Finn and such. Because in those books, the original books, they use the N-word. And the idea behind it was to portray and let people know how black people were referred to back then, how they were treated. Now, it might be uncomfortable for a black person, but I submit that if we don't know how ugly, if we don't know how uncomfortable it was, we could repeat it. What's the big deal? You see it happening now with social media. People are picking on people they don't even know for political reasons, for color reasons. Because they don't know history. They don't know what that's done in the past. And I don't see it ending anytime soon unless we can call out that negativity. We can let them see the ugliness and go from there. Joe Mateen, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mateen here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mateen. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. This is Real Fed on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time. Ooh. You're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Again, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. That's what we want you. So I want you involved. I want you. Now, some of you kind of been making fun of us here in California that, you know, you have toilet paper and you have paper towel. I think that's just nasty. You shouldn't be making fun of us like that. Seriously. Right? So for years, you know, the American ranchers, they've been asking for return to the cool labeling enforcement. And it looks like it just might come back. You know, I thought it was nuts that it went away to begin with, and some of you don't know what this is. But this is where the USDA did not push to have the meat, whether it's chicken or beef, whatever it is, labeled from where it came from. Yeah, that's right. You know, we get beef. We've got chicken. We've gotten meat from other countries. Mexico, Canada, China. And right now, if you walk into a grocery store to buy a hamburger, the label, hamburger patties especially, they're labeled as American beef, but make sure you read the fine print because it's very possible that you're gonna eat an Australian blend of American beef. Really that simple. And if you think that sounds odd, you're not alone. For years, these farmers and farm groups, consumer advocates, have asked the Department of Agriculture to end the confusion and reinstate a policy called country of origin labeling. Now, that policy, known as COOL within the industry, required meat companies to disclose where the beef and the pork was born, raised, and slaughtered. Hadn't been enforced since 2016. After trade disputes led Congress to repeal the short-lived law. Now, yeah, I don't know if you guys remember the 70s, the big uprising or uproar over the fact that when McDonald's was saying that it was 100% beef, they were playing on the verbiage of a law that Congress put in place. You know how good they are at doing that kind of stuff. Anyway, see, the thing was, the way the law was written, whatever beef they used in that hamburger was 100% beef. It wasn't that the whole patty was beef. Why they have to play these games, I will never know. I will never understand. But it hasn't been enforced since 2016. Like I said, the trade disputes led Congress to repeal the short-lived law. Since then, meat that comes in from other countries has been legally sold as a product of the USA or made in the USA. Even if it's only been repackaged here. See, you got to watch these laws. It's like there were... Do you remember when it used to be the parts were made in Mexico? And then they come here and they were put together. And they didn't say anything because they would say it was made in the USA. Right? And it was kind of a game they were playing. And then finally there was a law put in place where it said, parts were made in Mexico and assembled in the USA. They had to change it. I don't blame them. I think that's great. I want to know where it's coming from, how it got here. It seems that these critics have been heard last week in two letters to the farmer advocacy groups for the USDA said it'd revisit the issue. Look at new rules on these American labels. You know, it's a step in the right direction. Again, like I said, I want to know where it's coming from. This isn't to help the farmers. That's not what this is about. It's to make sure that we know where it's coming from and we can decide whether we want to eat it from there or not. And no, it's not bigoted or it's not racist or it's not xenophobic. I want to know where my food's coming from. If you remember the diseases that were coming up from Mexico on Mexican-picked fruit for the longest time, I don't know if it would be still the same way today, but when it started happening, and it took us forever to find out where it came from, if it was marked properly, we could have stayed away from it for a while until they get their act cleaned up, right? I mean, there's been arguments over, I guess one of the big deals is lamb. A lot of lamb comes from New Zealand. I mean, I can only, that stuff is hard enough to deal with. Now, if you're competing with another country, that's the other thing. I've had some wild knockdown, drag-out conversations with some of my conservative buddies, my capitalist buddies. And I always say the same thing. When it comes to dealing with Mexico or Canada or wherever, true capitalism is when it's a level playing field. Now, if I'm competing against a country that doesn't require the same tough EPA laws that we have here in this country, or labor laws along this line, how is it equal? If I'm competing against a country, France, England, China, where the government subsidizes the country, the corporation, the company, the whatever, so they have a better chance... I mean, how is that competitive? It's not. When the government picks up the tab, will you come up short? Or you go to the government and say, look, I can't compete with the Americans on this unless I drop the price by this, but you're going to have to cover it for us. And they do. Because they want the business. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I've got so many stories I want to hit. You don't even know. That's what's tough for me on a Monday. I am wound up from the weekend. I got a whole bunch of stuff I want to deal with. You know, and again, we go back to what's going on right now with the Dems and the Republicans when it comes to these the stimulus, the bailout, whatever you want to call it. How far are you going to let them go? How far are we going to let them go? I think the president needs to get us working again. He needs to do what he needs to do to get the economy cranking again. He did it once. He can do it again. It's not a problem. But we're going to have to step up, and we're going to have to not expect the handouts anymore. We're going to have to want to do it on our own. Now, I don't have a problem. Look, the government got us into this. I'm not saying Trump in particular. Government got us into this. So I do not have a problem with reaching out to them to kind of give us a cushion to help us out for a while. And it's not a problem for me anyway. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Because there are other countries doing it, countries that are helping out their people. And that's why I said to you, we can't compete with that, can we? Boeing's in a lot of trouble financially. If they were a Chinese company or French company, they might be helping them out with money. They might help bail them out. We don't do that in this country, not as a norm. Show me your host. Yep, Gen Z up next. Don't go far. I'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Some signs of progress in fighting the coronavirus in terms of flattening the curve. Still many more people expected to pass away in the U.S. In New York City, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says the number of hospitalizations down slightly. Michigan and Louisiana still seeing their numbers rise. President Trump wishing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson well. He's had the coronavirus now for about 10 days, but he has been moved to the intensive care unit in a hospital in London as he's now critically ill. Johnson is 55 years old.
Americans are all praying for his recovery. He's been a really good friend. He's been really something very special, strong, resolute, doesn't quit, doesn't give up.
At a big rally on Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 8%. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. That's exciting. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged. And you really do have to be engaged. You have to be engaged. You have to be paying attention. You have to know what's going on. I mean that sincerely. You know, otherwise, you just spew with the party line. And the party line, frankly, gets to be really boring after a while. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right, so, I know, let's get to it. Because I always have fun with this, because part of it is I always have fun making fun. So,
oh, dear.
Gen Zer/millennial intern, Nate, joins me. And, you know, it's been kind of a crazy weekend. Have you been packed in Kevlar and plastic to try to protect yourself?
More like a biohazard suit.
Yeah.
Breathing like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Have you talked to any of your friends that like are wigging out about the virus jumping all over the place?
No, we're not wigging out.
All right, I hate to say this. I'm going to say it anyway, but are they even aware that there's a virus?
Yes, they are.
Really?
Yes, they are aware, because it's hindering them from
socializing with my friends. Yeah.
It's like it's hindering me from seeing my friends. Okay, golly. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Golly. But anyway, they are aware of it, because it has uprooted like normal day life. And I have been experiencing it because I can't see the friends I usually hang out with. So,
no good for you anyway.
Wow.
Well, I've seen some of them in the chat room.
Yeah. I don't know who those are.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you don't. Anyway.
Thanks. Blame game. Thank you.
It's not a blame game. It's reality, is it not?
Yeah, let's get on to something else.
No, I'm going to have you talk to these, because my computer's giving me a hard time, which is really nothing new. It does it all the time. Really, really very much hates me. So let's talk first. I saw this story earlier, and I'm glad you grabbed it, okay? But there's a professor that argues urging people to eat healthy during quarantine is fatophobic. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, if you care for somebody, and you know they're not getting a lot of exercise, and you want them to be around for a while, why is it fatophobic if I say, hey, dude, you've gained 312 pounds since you've been home. Cut back on eating. What do you think?
Oh, man. This is the most stupidest thing I've ever heard. Calling someone fatophobic just because you're trying the fear of making someone fat shaming someone just because you walk up to them and say, hey, you know, you should hop on the treadmill or go for a walk or stop eating those extra cookies. Like, help them save their health in the long run. Like, Joe, if you walked up to me and said, don't eat that pizza, and I was like, okay, why? Because you might gain 300 pounds. I might take in consideration, but knowing me, I'm probably going to be that ignorant person that says, oh, go away and let me eat my pizza. And that's how it is, and this is kind of how it's like, I don't know where this professor is. It's a professor. What is the right professor of? It's like...
Well, that's not... I think you're... Let me put it to your blood. You're overthinking this, okay?
Long story
short... Go back to... Yeah, please. Okay.
Long story short...
Let's not make it a semester.
Story short, why would a professor who has no care in the world about what they eat and when they eat tell people...
Well...
People to stop eating, like...
Again, I'm going to say it. Get away from that. That's not the point.
Oh, dear.
Why is it fat shaming? Why is it... First of all, what's a phobia?
Phobia is...
You're a smart guy. What's a phobia?
Phobia is just a fear of something.
Right.
An extreme fear.
I'm afraid of spiders, right? That's an you're an arachnophobic.
Phobia.
That's an arachnophobia, right, if you're afraid of spiders, right? I mean, I don't want to go near them. I don't want to be around them. I don't want them crawling up down my arm.
Yeah.
Is it a fear to tell somebody... You know, man, you're gaining weight like crazy. I want you to be around. I enjoy your company. How is that phobic? How does a professor throw that out there?
Hurt feelings? I don't know. This is where I really scratch my head and wonder what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah, well, they have, you know, again, it's a professor. They know a lot more than you do. Don't you know that?
Yeah, but
they're smart.
In all reality, where is this professor?
Just ask them. You know, they know.
Yeah.
It's feelings. It has nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do with the reality of what a phobia is or anything along those lines.
Oh, we don't want to hurt your feelings because we don't want you to feel bad because you're eating
exactly
a donut.
Right. That's what it boils down to. While they're telling you how bad they're feeling, they're asking you for another donut and then telling you their knees are hurting them. I know. I've been there. So
it reminds me of that book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie.
Yeah, 20-point problem. I haven't read that book. I have no idea, no clues to what you're talking about. So anyhow,
and then,
let's see.
Here's another professor story. Professor encourages students to file bias reports if they hear someone say Chinese virus.
Yeah.
It came from China. They already knocked Wuhan virus out of the mix. Now it's technically considered racist to call it
comes down to these people have control of our young people. They're teaching our young people. So where are they in all of this? Are you young guys eating this up and buying it?
Frankly, we don't really, I don't know where they're going with this. And long story short, we're going to say it anyway. No one is going to be to have the social, no one's going to be that polite to refer to this virus as the COVID-19 virus or the coronavirus. No, there's going to be topics where it's like, oh, have you heard of that Chinese virus that's going around? Because it originated in China. Feelings don't really play into the mix when people are getting killed by this Chinese virus because it originated from China.
Yeah. Okay, I think we got the point. Yes. All right, so move on to the kids that came home to Texas after being on spring break.
More fun. Haha.
Yeah. These guys are great. Of course not. It's perfect. Anyway, so the coming home from spring break, right? They return from Texas. They go to, go from Mexico to Texas, and they're upset. I mean, I've seen a couple of stories on this now. They're actually upset that the school or whatever is keeping them from going back to school, from being with their friends and stuff. This, I mean, help me out here.
This is where we think that everybody is trying to spoil our fun.
We are.
This is where everybody's trying to get on me just because I decided to go across the border and have a good time. Like, the irrational side of me says, man, they're being really mean to those kids who just wanted to have a good time and wanted to enjoy their spring break.
Now, you did say the irrational side of you, right?
The irrational. But then coming back to rationality with my smart side, it goes into, well, they weren't thinking about all the health and danger implications they were bringing back into their separate communities.
They didn't care. That's what you really meant to say, right?
Care, think, same thing, I guess.
No. Anyway.
That's where we disagree, okay?
Yeah. No. They could care less. You're exactly right. They want to have their fun. They don't know or don't understand how that hurts other people. And I'm not so sure they even care if it hurts other people.
They just...
Come on.
They don't really want to pay much attention to it. I'll give them that. And then they also don't care about whether or not they bring the stuff back into their communities and infect more people. And, like, I
can... Do you think they don't... Do they not care? They don't believe it? They think it's overblown?
Well, considering the media these days, everything is overblown in a lot of ways. So I wouldn't really doubt these kids having that invincible feeling of, well, the media hyped it again, and it's probably not that bad, so I can go out and have a whole bunch of fun with my friends, and you know how I am. It's like my age group is like, oh, I just started driving, and I'm invincible, and I can go do things, and I don't really care. It's like, yeah, because I can see why. Because we're young adolescents that just we're getting our feet wet in a game called life. And that's what happens. We don't care.
Yeah, and you're invincible. That's that part I get. Every teenage boy is invincible. That's
all there is. Forget the
anyway,
girls.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Show me seeing your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this
ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, and being part of the solution, really. I mean, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and the time that you're responding to me. And the way you respond to it, it's really not that hard. It really isn't. Just head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do there. You can also send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. God, I'm doing my best. This thing just keeps freezing up on me. Anyway, let's just get him back on with me. We'll get intern Nate is on. You know, he's also our, what do you want to call you, a Gen Zer?
Gen Zer.
Gen Zer is good enough for the moment, anyhow. Right? Yippee. But you're a little different than most your age. You're not into all the playing around and what goes on there on school campuses. But some of the kids you had on, and I've seen you, I mean, you've done some interviews and what have you, with some of the kids in your school.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I put that.
Wait, amazing.
Kids in your school. Yes, amazing young people. I'll leave it at that. But seriously, let's get to some real conversation here about how these young people perceive government, they perceive education. This whole thing with education, now you kind of, your parents are a little different on education than most, but these young kids that are now stuck at home, this is going to change this whole education world. So these young people at home, you must be texting with them or conversing with them in some way, shape, manner, or form. Are they hating it? Are they liking it? I don't even know. Where are they at with it?
So mainly my guess from my personal feelings is they would be...
I don't want your feelings. Are you conversing with them?
We are conversing over online messages, but I would guess that they would feel a lot more comfortable if we were able to be seeing each other in person on our school campus.
Right. Well, that's more of the social part of education.
Yeah. And then those select few that don't really go for the social thing and kind of go more for education, I think they're valuing this homeschooling, like learn from online classes a lot more.
Well,
but the majority of, I think, my friends and my fellow students on my high school would enjoy getting back onto the campus.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. It's a place for them to kind of converse, get together, that kind of thing. Although I'm not really big into the whole social experiment. Yeah. I don't believe for a minute that kids need to go to high school, go to school, go wherever to learn how to be social.
It is not a social experience. School is a learning institution, not a social experiment. That's not what you look at school as. It's like, oh, for all my friends that are kind of being a little weird around me, I tell them, hey, school is not a dating app. It's more of a learning institution, okay? This whole thing of kids, I can see why in a way, because it's kind of just keeping people busy at the same time, but also it's just kind of really just a giant distraction in a way if you have to be constantly obsessing over your relationships with other your friends. Sure, yes, you can have relationships with your friends outside of school and within school, but when it comes down to your studies, you don't really need to obsess with your friends over that, and that's where it kind of draws the line with me. But going back to what you were saying, yeah, some of my friends, we are talking over, our social media, and we're doing a couple of Zoom calls, but mainly it's just, I think they would want to be back on campus in all reality.
Do you think that, I know you heard about Zoom, right? So the trouble that they're having with
it.
Yeah. And I get a kick out of it because, you know, people can actually hack your Zoom call. Did you know that?
No, I have not heard of this. It's too busy looking at the other stories.
I think it's hilarious. I mean, I was reading an article today that trollers actually have learned how to hack the Zoom calls now so that they can actually get in on your conversation, if you would.
Oh, dear. Okay, so one thing is if they do tune in to one of my friends' Zoom calls, they're probably going to hear a lot of swearing for some weird reason.
Oh, well, that's good to know that you hang around with kids that swear a lot.
No, it's not my choice. It's like I don't control them.
Yeah.
They usually come to me either. So.
Well, I don't know. I look at this stuff sometimes and I try to get an idea when young people are, you know, trying, I won't say get their feet wet because they're really not getting their feet wet, but when it comes to the politics of the day, what's going on with coronavirus or what have you, are they just totally disconnected from this stuff? Do they just not care about it at all?
So, number one, we are not disconnected from this. We get constant reminders on our social media, like Instagram and Snapchat, but it's just been the same old broken record going around and around and around of everybody's dying, people are getting sick, and the stuff is spreading unchecked from what I'm hearing, is I am getting fed up with it. And that's why I kind of see why most of my friends don't care about it as much. They abide by their parents' rules of saying don't go out with people and stay within the house, but I've seen some of my friends hanging out with other groups of friends. It's really not a big deal anymore.
All right, so as you're home, killing time, doing all that fun, what does your day consist of? I mean, are you doing your, because you haven't graduated yet.
No, I am studying, I am doing my online classes from my house, and I'm also watching Just doing my own little thing. Just
sure, you're binge-watching something. But
no, I'm not binge-watching.
So, what's going on with the, when you the education that the school is giving you, the stuff that school's giving you to work from, the curriculum or online or what have you, is it actually helping you? Is it, I won't say easy to do, but is it easy to figure out and move through, or you haven't asked for a lot of help?
So I am having to, like, for me, it's like I built up quite a rapport with my teachers, so I'm kind of struggling a little bit because I can't just go and ask them after the class session is done and ask them some extra questions. It's definitely a learning curve for me because I have to be a little more resourceful and go find other things to learn around on the internet. But on the other side of it...
That big, bad interweb thing?
No, boy. Please spare me. But on the other side of it, it's like, yeah, I'm definitely having to just be the guy just doing my own work all the time. And, like, I don't have anybody just around me, don't have any classmates hitting me in the back of the head with a pencil saying, hey, give me the answers. It's kind of a comfort, but at the same time, it's really lonely.
I was just thinking about it. We did the stories about Melissa Olano earlier. And I know that young people are all into the stars or whatever they're called or what have you, and they give them a lot of credit for stuff. They think they know so much. I mean, when it comes to your school and young kids, why when you talk about that? And I know that's not your thing, but you hear them talking about it. Why are the stars so big with them? Why are the celebrities? I don't even want to call them stars. Why are the celebrities hold so much weight for them?
Big image.
You think?
Big image. Big influencers. I can see why, because they're usually in the biggest motion picture flick, or they've done some incredible thing in the music field, or they're doing something that is incredibly, like, eye-catching with either their physical appearance or where they sing, speak, act. I can see why.
Okay.
And, like, they usually drive the most blinged out cars with the blinged out clothes and the Gucci shoes and the belt.
Do they still use that word bling? I just want to make sure I know what I'm talking about.
They call it drip. They call it drip today. It's like, you got to have the drip. And it's like, okay, whatever. It's like last time I checked, I'm on a fire hose. But anyway, it's all about eye-catching attention, and that's what the stars have. Last time I checked, most of the stars show up at the Oscars in a limo or in a really fancy sports car. Some of them have really cool, like, private jets and million-dollar mansions in Beverly Hills, and that's where it catches the young people's idea, because they think... I think the biggest thing about the celebrities these days is most of the celebrities have came out of nowhere, so that's what grabs the kids' attention these days, because they think, oh, that can be me one day, really surprisingly, because, like, Justin Bieber, he was the biggest pop star for a while, came out of nowhere, had pretty interesting reputation, but then that's where people connected with him, in my personal opinion, so much, because they knew, hey, this kid came out of nowhere, is now a multi-millionaire over this whole thing. That can be me one day.
So they all want their 15, seconds of fame or whatever it's called.
Yeah, obviously, we've been shown that. So.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty... interesting.
With all this 15 minutes of fame comes along with very rampant, weird behavior, mm-hmm. from what I've known, I've experienced. Like, if you're doing, a video or something for something, like, someone or something will get in there by a fellow classmate to, screw up whatever you're doing. Like, I was one time doing a video for my...
You haven't got the time.
Whatever. Anyway. But long story short, it's just... influence. Big thing these days, and that's what the kids look at these days. So.
That's sad, too, because the heroes are not even close to being heroes. Sherman Senior Host, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. A lot going on, right? If you check out the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We got a heavy week in front of us. We'll be back tomorrow.